America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. It is our great joy to start this week again with you, and I hope these broadcasts are a real blessing to you. If they are, we'd like to hear from you. Comments at gbiradio.org, or you could write us, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Hope you'll take time each week to pray that the Lord would send revival to America. What is revival? Revival is awakening as a Christian. It's not America, really, that needs reviving. It's the people in America, the church people. And God would awaken us to live a better life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, would you help us today and use our broadcast for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're preaching a message to you entitled Being Spiritual in Unspiritual Days, R 460. If you'd like an entire copy of this message, I'd be glad to send you the whole message on CD recording, or we can email it to you. Let's go back to that message at this time. They're both saved. They both have, wealth. Because Naomi said, "I went out full." Now, it's a famine came in the land. Now, Boaz believed the Bible. God gave the Jew three principal things. Number one, God gave them the law. They forsook it. Number two, God gave them the land. They defiled it. Number three, God gave them the Lord and they crucified him. Now, the land, the law, and the Lord was the rule. But Elimelech violated every one of those. Elimelech did. In chapter 1, he violated the land. He was not supposed to leave and go to Moab. He was a Jew. He was supposed to stay in Bethlehem. By the way, you can't run when the storm comes. Everybody listen to me. My wife's sitting right over here helping me run this equipment. Now, she's not going to get on here and say anything, but if she could get on here and say something, she'd say amen about what I'm getting ready to say. If I ran, every time I got discouraged in this radio ministry, I'd have been running. Oh, I'd been running for years. By the way, if you run, you'll be running all your life. You say, "Well, I just had to leave that church. It's bigger problems than I could handle." You run from that and you'll run all your life. Now listen, I've left churches when God told me to leave and I knew I couldn't do anything else there. And my work was over and somebody else might come and do a better job than I've done. But let me tell you something today, friend. I tell you something. We need to stay where God put us. Amen. You know what? You know what Boaz did? He stood still. Now Elimelech violated the land. He violated the law. God told him to stay put. He violated the Lord by Elimelech moving. The Messiah was not born from him. But there was a man named Boaz. Boaz, the same famine that affected Elimelech affected Boaz. And Boaz said, "I ain't moving." Boaz said, "Because God put me here in this land and I'm a Jew." Boaz said, "Because this Bible is right." And God said, "Stay still." And Boaz knew that the Messiah was coming from the tribe of Judah and it could just come from him. And Boaz said, "I'm going to stay still." Now I'm going to ask you a question. In this dark hour, in this dangerous hour, in this discouraging hour, in this devastating hour, being spiritual, unspiritual times, what are you going to do as a Christian and a preacher? Are you going to stand still? I've seen so many men back up on what the Bible says. Amen. And by the way, if you've got your convictions from another man, you'll lose them pretty quick. You know what I do? I get my convictions and everything from this book right here. I try to live by this book. I don't live by the commentary writer. I don't live by what some preacher said. I have people do this to me. They'll come to me, they'll say, "Well, so-and-so does that." Let me tell you what now. So-and-so goes skunk hunting, but I ain't going with them. Amen. I want you to understand something. We need some men of God that'll stand still. In this unspiritual day, we need to be spiritual. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.